Hello, how are you all out there? For the lady in New Zealand, it is persisting down here. Stair rods are falling out of the sky, and I'm tucked up nice and warm in the little stone shed with a cup of coffee and a stack of CDs to play for you. This show is going to have a middle section devoted entirely to the songwriting of Randy Newman. I've always thought that's a great name, Randy. Wonder where it comes from. Is it short for Randolph, perhaps? I'm glad my mum didn't call me Randolph, that's all I can say. Let's kick off with another track from the new CD from Kim Lowings and the Greenwood. Wild and Wicked Youth is the name of the album, and this is a fabulous version of the traditional song, Oh, the Wind and the Rain, sometimes called The Two Sisters, and it's about a murder, as many of the best folk songs are.
Crying, oh, the dreadful wind and
fabulous. Every word crystal clear. Really fitting accompaniment. That, for my money, is one of the best versions of that song ever. Oh, the Wind and Rain. Kim Loings and the Greenwood from her new album Wild and Wicked Youth. And if that isn't one of the finest albums of 2017, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. Pilgrim's Way. I am going to play another track from their album, but I am not going to read you any of the sleeve notes about electric Mars bars, instruments that go parp, and people playing the vacuum cleaner. Instead, I'm just going to play you the track. Much of the album, as I said last week, is about cutthroats, cut purses and highwaymen. This is a version of a song called The Three Butchers in other cultures. Here it's called Ibsen, Gibson, Johnson, about three fellows who meet a naked woman tied to the ground and set off to help her to find themselves assaulted by some incredibly nasty people. Here's Pilgrim's Way.
Johnson, as I have heard men say, they've started out from London all on the market day. And as they were riding along as fast as they could ride, "Oh, stop your horse," says Johnson, "for I hear some woman cry." "I will not stop," says Ibsen. "I will not stop," says he. "I will not stop," says Gibson, "for of it we shall be." So Johnson, he's got off his horse, and he searched the woods all round. He's found a naked woman with a hairpin to the ground. "How came you here, dear woman? How came you here fast bound? How came you here stark naked with your hairpin to the ground?" "They've robbed me, they've stripped me, they've left me here fast bound. They've left me here this morning with my hairpin to the ground." So Johnson, he being a valiant man and a man of valiant mind, he's wrapped his coat all round her and he's took her up behind. And as they were riding along as fast as they could ride, she's put her fingers to her mouth and she's given three shivering cries. Then out jump three bold highwaymen with swords so keen in hand, who then commanded Johnson, commanded him to stand. I'll stand," says Johnson. I'll stand," says he. "For never was I in all of my life afraid of such as thee." She stabbed him from behind. Poor Johnson, he's spun round about and he's fell down to the ground, and he's cursed that wretched woman who's given him his death wound. Well, the day being the market day, there were people passing by who saw the awful murder, who saw poor Johnson die.
Ibsen, Gibson, Johnson from the new album from Pilgrim's Way, Stand and Deliver. In some versions of that song, the three jolly lads managed to overcome all the odds against them, but not in that one. Poor Johnson gets stabbed in the back by the woman he stopped to help. Now, occasionally in these shows, I play you what I consider to be a classic, either an old classic or a modern classic. In this case, it's the second kind of classic. Niamh Dunn's album Portraits is, I think, one of the finest albums of the last 10 years. It's a beautifully sung, beautifully crafted album, and I'm going to play a track from it now called Jimmy Movila Stor. Jimmy, my dearest love. One of the greatest of all Irish love songs. Movila Stor, Niamh Dunn from her album Portraits, true modern classic. Kevin Crawford's new album Carrying the Tune, played a track from it last week, and I'm going to play another one now. I did forget to mention that Kevin himself, although he's from Birmingham, is now living back in Milltown, Melbay, where his mum and dad came from. He is, of course, travelling the world with Lunasa, as well as doing his own gigs and teaming up with other people from time to time. For this tune, he's joined by John Doyle on bouzouki, and Brian Morrissey plays an amazing bowron. The tune Tangloni, I think, has got something to do with Tanglioni or Tanglioni, which is the title of a very rude song I learnt from Bill Sloyan from Kilchimock, County Mayo, way, way back when I was waiting on at the Irish Club in Queen's Road, Manchester. But I will not sing it for you now because it's very rude about somebody getting his tanglione caught up. What am I burbling on about? Play the tune. Slides and a single jig there. That's Taylor's Fancy, Tanglone and Willie Clancy's from the new album from Kevin Crawford, carrying the tune. Now, two cracking new albums from young singers have given me great heart over the last couple of days. Kim Lowings, I opened the show with a track from her new album, and Georgia Lewis. Georgia Lewis, who, as I said, I first came across a few years back, Cambridge Folk Festival, when she was working, selling stuff for Hobgoblin Music. Well, her new album shows not just maturity, but also a great flair, a great grace, the Irish would say, for the song she sings. From her album, The Bird Who Sings Freedom, this is her version of a song sometimes called Seven Yellow Gypsies, or Gypsy Davy, but here Georgia Lewis simply calls it Gypsies.
So
Georgia Lewis from the album The Bird Who Sings Freedom with a cracking version of Seven Yellow Gypsies, simply called Gypsies there. Now, I've long been fascinated by a song called The Coast of Malabar, in particular a version sung by the great Sean Tyrrell, a very individual singer and songwriter from Ireland who has made a number of terrific albums. It fascinates me because this is obviously a parlour ballad from Victorian, Edwardian times, but it was assimilated into the tradition, and you find even, well, Ry Cooder's recorded it with the Chieftains, would you believe? So I started digging around a bit, and I found it was copyrighted in 1897 as The Maid of Malabar, written by Frederick Weatherly and Stephen Adams, who were well-known writers of the time. They wrote a song called The Holy City, which was, of course, a massive, massive hit in those days. What fascinates me also, by the way, is that Stephen Adams' real name was Michael Maybrick, and his brother was one of the men suspected of being Jack the Ripper. There you go, another bit of useless information which may win you prizes in a pub quiz. You never know. Meanwhile, here's the song that fascinates me so much. Sean Tyrrell with a beautiful version of The Coast of Malabar.
Far away across the ocean, beneath an Indian star, lives a little dark-eyed maiden on the coast of Malabar. In the harbor where we anchored, I could see her shy and sweet, with a blossom on her bosom and the wild waves at her feet. I can see the crowded city, the palm trees green and tall, and the starry night she danced with me inside those city walls. As she looked across the bay, and she whispered, "Oh, if you love me, why do you sail away? I must go, my little dark eyes. I must go, my Indian star. But I'll come again and love you on the coast of Malabar. In my dreams, I oftentimes wander to that far-off Indian sea, and the days that we spend together, they come back again to me. I can see the crowded city, the palm trees on the shore, but that little dark-eyed maiden, she's there no more, no more. Fare thee well, fare thee well, my Indian star. In my dreams I will live forever on the coast of Malabar. Thank you.
I do love that song. Sean Tyrrell from his album The Cry of a Dreamer with the Coast of Malabar. And if you don't know Sean's work, I do encourage you to get your hands on that album, because it's got some beautiful, beautiful songs, and one very mysterious song called Matty, about a man meeting his own dark familiar coming home drunk from a pub one night. One of the seminal albums of the Irish folk revival, without any doubt. Now, Mac Wiseman on the album Oh Brother Can You Spare a Dime sings a song called May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister. The story of a tramp or hobo asking for shelter, who says, by the way, that he hasn't got any matches or a pipe or any tobacco, because of course the big fear was you let a tramp in your barn and he lit up during the night and set fire to all the hay. But beyond that first couple of verses, there is a really, really painful story about love lost, which in the end sends the man tramping around the roads and riding the rails of America. Here's Mac Wiseman.
May I sleep in your barn tonight, mister? It's so cold lying out on the ground. The cold north wind is a-whistling, and I have no place to lie down. I have no tobacco or matches, and I'm sure I will do you no harm. I will tell you my story, kind mister, though it cuts in my heart like a thorn. It was 3 years ago this past summer, I'll never forget that sad day, when a stranger came out from the city and said that he wanted to stay. My wife said she'd like to be earning something to add to our home. Till I finally consented that the stranger could stay in our home. One night coming home from my work, sir, I was singing and whistling with joy, expecting a kind-hearted welcome and a kiss from my wife and my boy. Nothing there could I find but a letter. It was laying in the room on the stand. The moment my eyes fell upon it, I picked it right up in my hand. The words that were written in this letter were enough to drive a poor man wild. For that hard-hearted stranger and Nellie had run off and taken my child. Now I know there's a God up in heaven, as I've always been taught to believe. And I know that he'll give to that stranger the dues that he ought to receive.
Mac Wiseman from the album Oh Brother Can You Spare a Dime with May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister. The Settle Folk Gathering, which took place at the beginning of this month, was a real success. We were up about 25% on last year's attendance, and that's about as big as we ever want to get. It was a great time, and thanks again to all the artists and the people who came and made it such a wonderful weekend. Amongst them were these two lasses, Tan Yowes. They really stormed it on the stage of the Victoria Hall. The audience loved them, and their new album is a cracker. I played their version of The Crow on the Cradle last week, And now I'm going to play for you another beautiful example of their great harmonies. This is a love song called Llangollen Market, a song about a young man leaving his lover behind in Llangollen and going off to fight in the wars. Llangollen Market from Tan Yao's new album Hefted. Hefted means the way that sheep, when they're put out on a mountain, will pick their own particular spot and stay rooted to that. They might move all over the place, but they will always come back to the same spot. That is their sort of territory, if you see what I mean. By the way, if you look up the lyrics of that song on the web, you'll find the sets on the web are not at all like the set that the girls sing there, which is, to me, a little bit of a puzzle. I must have another look at that. Tells the same story, but in a very different way. Now, what can I say about Tom Russell? Played a track from his new album, Folk Hotel, last week. I always describe him as a balladeer, a storyteller, a misfit, a wanderer, an American through and through, a rebel. And like Bukowski, Steinbeck and Hemingway and other rebels, he tells it like it is. Here he is telling the story of a millionaire in Denmark. This is the rooftops of Copenhagen.
Yeah, I was sitting in a 5-star Copenhagen hotel waiting for my rental car when a homeless-looking ragtime fella staggers into the bar. Well, he orders up 3 champagne magnums and a carton of cigarettes. Bar gal loads up his tray and he flings a wad of money and carries it on up the steps. Curious as hell, I asked the bar guy, who's the guy with the champagne cigarette? She said, you don't know him, he's famous. He won 1,000,000 kroners on a bet. He rode his little kayak across the ocean, Copenhagen, from the Faroe Isles, 1,000 miles. He's been partying for 3 months. He's gonna spend it all in style. And the rooftops of Copenhagen glistened in the rain. Oh, the roofs of red clay tile that come up all the way from Spain. The train to Malmo, Sweden, leaves 1:15. Now I could hear his drunken laughter all night to the clang of church bell towers. Well, I went on my way and sang my songs, years out on the road. But sometimes I think of that ragged gent who row, row, rowed his little boat. And 20 years later, a Faroe Island singer gal came to a festival in our town. And I asked her what happened to their Faroe Island hero. She said, he fell out of his boat and drowned. Yeah, he was back on the Faroe Islands drunk that night, and he took his boat out alone. A man who'd rowed 1,000 miles couldn't make it a few miles home. His name was Ove Johnson from the Isle of Nolsoy. We celebrate him today, and his boat sits in the basement of the town cafe. So that's the way it went down. Our hero lies neath Faroe Island's dirt. Legends and drunks rub up against us. We don't know who they are or how they hurt. But the rooftops of Copenhagen still glisten in the rain. I played there once in a small folk club, and I've never been back again. Yeah, the rooftops of Copenhagen glisten in the rain. With all that red clay tile that come up all the way from Spain. The train from Malmo, Sweden, leaves 1:15. Goodbye, old Copenhagen, with your clanging church bell towers. And the drunken voice of Ove Johnson ringing through the midnight hours. Sail on, Ove Johnson, sail on.
You say tomato, I say tomato. You say Copenhagen, I say Copenhagen. Let's call the whole thing a really nice track. That was The Rooftops of Copenhagen, or Copenhagen, from Tom Russell's new album, Folk Hotel. Now, the singer-songwriter Randy Newman has had his material covered by people like Joe Cocker, Harry Nilsson, and many others. He's not had many mainstream covers of his stuff because his material is far too subversive. Some of you may know his song, Small People. Small people got no right to live. They got little squeaky voices, go peep, 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 and stuff like that. A lot of people thought that the character in the song was in fact Randy Newman himself, which shows the danger of that kind of satire. So not many people have covered things like Small People or Rednecks, in fact, which has got that immortal line, they wouldn't know their arse from a hole in the ground. Nice one. What I'm going to do now is play you 4 tracks of his. I'm going to finish with Randy himself singing Political Science, which sadly is more terrifyingly real now than it ever was. Before that, you'll hear Martin Simpson with Louisiana 1927 about the 1927 floods which hit that state. Before that, Jolly Coppers on Parade from the Cork singer-songwriter Freddie White. And right at the head, coming up right now, Tim O'Brien from the album Sail Away, the songs of Randy Newman, with, I think, one of the wittiest songs Randy ever wrote. A song which neatly sums up America. Sail Away.
In America, you got food to eat. You don't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mamba snake. Just a sweet watermelon in the buckwheat case. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb a bold little walk and sail away with me. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away. Sail. Cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. In America, every man is free to take care his home and his family, be as happy as a monkey in that monkey tree. Are you all gonna be an American? So just sail away, sail. Cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away. Across the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away.
Coming down the street, they're coming right down the middle. Look how they keep the beat. Why, they're as blue as the ocean. How the sun shines down, how their feet hardly touch the ground. Jolly Coppers on Parade. Here come the black and white, here come the moon. motorcycles. And listen to those engines roar. Now they're doing tricks for the children. Oh, they look so nice. Looks like angels have come down from paradise. Jolly coppers on parade. Oh, mama, that's the life for me. When I'm grown, that's what I wanna be. Coming down the street, they're coming right down the middle. Look how they keep the beat. Coming through the heart of the city. Oh, it's all so nice. It's like angels have come down from paradise. Jolly copper on parade. Jolly copper on parade.
President Coolidge come down here in a railroad train with a little fat man with a notepad in his hand. And President Coolidge, he said, little fat man, isn't it a shame what they're river have done to this poor cracker's land.
Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us.
Nice one. Well, let's just hope that President Trump doesn't adopt that as his own personal anthem. That was Randy Newman with Political Science from the album Sail Away. Before that, you heard Louisiana 1927 from Martin Simpson's album Prodigal Son. Martin, by the way, is going to be on the show next week talking about his new album Trails and Tribulations. Before Martin, you heard Jolly Coppers on Parade, Freddie White, the singer, and that's from the album 4 Days in May. And right at the head of that sequence, you heard Tim O'Brien from the album Sail Away, the songs of Randy Newman, with the title track, Sail Away. 4 songs from that great singer and songwriter, Randy Newman. In a couple of weeks' time, I'll be picking somebody else for that little spot in the show. Now, Arne Nyman is a banjo player and composer of some note, an expert on old-timey music, who writes some wonderful, wonderful tunes himself. His daughter, Hannah Shearer Nyman, is likewise an extremely talented musician and singer. And from her album, Tether My Heart, this is a beautiful song called I'm Going to Find My Joy.
I'm going to find my joy. I'm going to find my love. I'm going to find my joy. Yes, I'm going to find my love.
You ain't got my heart no more, and I don't know what I'm staying for. You ain't got no diamond ring, and I don't care about anything.
I'm going to find my joy. I'm going to find my love. I'm going to find my joy. Yes, I'm going to find my love.
I'm gonna get what's mine. Look up, look down that lonesome road. Now I'm gonna carry this load alone.
I'm gonna find my joy. I'm gonna find my love. I'm gonna find my joy. Yes, I'm gonna find my love.
Who's gonna shoe your pretty little foot? Who's gonna glove your hand? Well, I'm gonna shoe my own damn foot. Now I'm gonna glove my own damn hand.
I'm gonna find my joy. I'm gonna find my love. I'm gonna find my joy. Yes, I'm gonna find my love.
I got a house upon the hill. With any luck, it'll be there still. I got a window facing south, and I put a little moonshine in my mouth.
I'm gonna find my joy. I'm gonna find my love. I'm gonna find my joy. Yes, I'm gonna find my love.
I've been feeling so low. Low as I can go, but now I know I can find glory in the promised land.
I'm gonna find my joy. I'm gonna find my love. I'm gonna find my joy. Yes, I'm gonna find my love.
You ain't got my heart no more, and I don't know what I'm staying for. You ain't got no diamond ring, and I don't care about anything.
I'm gonna find my joy. I'm gonna find my love. I'm gonna find my joy. Yes, I'm gonna find my love.
I'm going to find my joy, Hannah Shearer Nyman, from the album Tether My Heart. Some great lines in that. Particularly love the very strong feminist middle section. And lots of floating verses as well. Now, the song 3 Score and 10 is known by many folk singers, and it was first brought into the canon, I suppose, by the Watersons on one of their earlier albums. And I'm going to read you a little bit about the song, which comes from a website called Mainly Norfolk. It is the most informative website on folk music on the web. Mainly Norfolk, it's called. Do check it out. This is the quote on 3 Score and 10, or one of them. The song was written in memory of the fishermen of Grimsby and Hull who lost their lives in the terrible gales of the 8th and 9th of February 1889. Was composed as a poem by Grimsby fisherman William Delf, who published the text as a broadsheet. After losing a few verses and acquiring a fine chorus and tune, the song was collected in 1957 from master mariner J. Pearson of Filey, a member of the Filey Fisherman's Choir, who had preserved the song in their repertoire. Well, it was not only preserved, what was in fact brought back to life, if that's the right expression, by the Watersons. And there's a lovely version of this song, 3 Score and 10, on Matthew Byrne's album Ballads. And Matthew, being from Newfoundland, knows the very special import of this song amongst fishing communities. This is a beautiful version of 3 Score and 10.
Thank you. Methinks I see a host of craft spreading their sails aleam, as down the Humber they do glide, bound for the northern sea. Methinks I see on each small craft a crew with hearts so brave, gone off to earn their daily bread and battle with the wave. And it's 70 boys and men were lost from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundred more were drowned. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well, sailed off to fight the bitter night and battle with the swell. Methinks I see them yet again as they leave the land behind, casting their nets into the sea, the herring shoals to find. Methinks I see them yet again, and they're all on board all right, their nets rolled up, their decks cleaned off, and the side lights burning bright. And it's 70 boys and men were lost from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundred more were drowned. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well, sailed off to fight the bitter night and battle with the swell. October night, 'twas such a fright, 'twas never seen before. There were masts and yards and broken spars being washed along the shore. There were many's a heart of sorrow, there were many's a heart so brave, there were many's a fine and hearty lad found a watery grave. And it's 70 boys and men were lost from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundred more were drowned. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well, sailed off to fight the bitter night and battle with the swell. And it's 70 boys and men were lost from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundred more were drowned. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well, sailed off to fight the bitter night and battle with the swell.
Great version there of one of the standards of the English folk repertoire, Matthew Byrne from his album Ballads with 70. Got time for two more tracks, and damn it, I'm going to indulge myself completely here and play you No Go, brackets, bagpipe music, close brackets, from Sean Tyrrell's album The Cry of a Dreamer, which I played you The Coast of Malabar from earlier on in the show. The song began life as a Louis MacNeice poem, a satirical look at life, I think just prior to the Second World War. I need to check on when it was published, but it is a scathing and acerbic look at the consumer culture. Sung brilliantly by Sean Tyrrell. No Go, Bagpipe Music.
No go the merry-go-round, no go the rickshaw. All we want is a limousine, a ticket for the peep show. Their knickers are made of crepe tissue, their boots are made with python. Their halls are lined with tiger rugs and their walls with heads of bison. Johnny McDougally found a corpse, he put it under the sofa. He waited till it came to life, he hit it with a poker. Sold its eyes for souvenirs, sold its blood for whiskey. Kept its bones to use for dumbbells when he was 50. And it's no go the yogi man, no go Blavatsky. All we want is a bank balance and a British card and a taxi. Annie McDougall, she went to milk, she caught her foot in the heather. She awoke to hear a dancer called playing of old Vienna. No go your maidenheads, no go your culture. All we want is a tunnel up town, the devil man, the puncture. The Laird of Felspintogmany declaring he was sober. Count his feet to prove the fact, found he had one foot over. Mrs. Carmichael, she had her fifth, viewed the job of repulsion. She said to the midwife, take it away, I'm too at overproduction. And it's no go the gossip column, no go the Kayleigh. All we want is a mother's help and a sugar stick for the baby. Thumb and he couldn't count the damage. He took the hide of an Ayrshire cow, he made it into a bandage. His brother caught 300 grand when the seas were lavish. He threw the bleeders back on the sea and he went upon the parish. And it's no go the herring bowl, it's no go the Bible. All we want is a package of fags when our hands are rival. It's no go the picture palace, no go the stadium. It's no go your country cottage, your pot to pinch uraniums. No go the government grants, no go the elections. Sit in your last for 50 years and hang your hat on pension. And it's no go my honey love, it's no go my poppet. I work your hands from day to day, the winds will blow the profit. The glass is falling hour by hour, the glass will fall forever. But if you break the bloody glass, you won't hold up the weather.
Lovely stuff. No Go, otherwise known as Bagpipe Music. Sean Tyrrell from the album The Cry of a Dreamer. I'm going to finish with a track from a new album from a group called Banter. They're a Kayleigh band consisting of three amazingly talented musicians I know quite well. Tim Walker on percussion and brass, Nina Zeller on keyboards, and Simon Kerr on melodeon. Described as a triumvirate of toe-tapping instrumentalists showcasing the best of English music. Well, they certainly do in this next track, which I'm going to finish the show with. Their version of the John Kirkpatrick tune, Jump at the Sun. Thank you. Well, that's the stuff to give the troops. Damn good version there of the John Kirkpatrick standard Jump at the Sun. Very exciting new Cayley band called Banta. Do check them out. Their album is called Yes, to which there is no answer. Thanks ever so much for listening. Next week, I'm going to be talking to Martin Simpson about his great new album, Trails and Tribulations, and there will, of course, be lots more music going on as well. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Do look after yourselves. Take care as you journey along this mortal coil. And as my grandmother once said, if somebody in authority tries to belittle you, just remember, the higher a monkey climbs, the more it shows its arse. Ta-da!